Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, so far this year, we've had America Reads the Bible from Washington, D.C. That was April 18th through 25th. Genesis to Revelation, read by notables at the Museum of the Bible, such as Dr. Ben Carson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and even the President. Then we had the May 17th Rededicate 250, where leaders again gathered in D.C. at an official gathering on the National Mall. This was 250 years to the day from when our nation first made this dedication, even before the Declaration of Independence. And we just celebrated Memorial Day, and we look forward to the 4th of July, our nation's official 250th birthday. This is quite a year. It's a time to be patriotic. It's a time to reflect. And I'm joined in studio by my wife, best friend of the past three decades, the incomparable Marnie. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me again. I love being on here with you.
Sweetheart, it's so good to have you. And we're honored to welcome a true American hero, a longtime friend, Major General Bob Dees, U.S. Army retired. General Dees is an expert on strategy, but also a man of faith. He once served as campaign manager for our mutual friend, Dr. Ben Carson. Marnie and I visited his incredible work at Valor Farm. General, welcome.
Oh, it's good to be with both of you, and particularly to see Marnie today.
Oh, it's fun. So, General Dees, I mean, it is such a joy to have you with us today. Kevin and I were deeply moved when we got to visit Valor Farm. It was stunning, and we want to know more. We want our listeners to know more. So this is a lot to ask and to pack in, but can you share your journey from West Point and 31 years of distinguished service and commanding the 2nd Infantry Division in Korea, key roles in missile defense, and more to the founding of the National Center for Healthy Veterans? A lot, but
that's a mouthful. Well, a couple of things. First of all, isn't it amazing how God puts breadcrumbs in place in our lives? And at the time, we might assume they're random or whatever, but then we look in the rearview mirror and we see how He's been putting piece parts. And then in business literature, you'll find a term sometimes called convergence. And so for Kathleen, my bride of 54 years, and me, we found that we truly are in convergence in that God is intersecting all of the past dots in our lives to allow us now to be doing what we're doing. And frankly, we feel greater purpose, sense of accomplishment in current operations with Valor Farm, National Center for Healthy Veterans, than ever before. Let me provide a little segue so I just don't talk biographically, but we just had, I'm 15 minutes out from what we call house dedications, and we have an incoming cohort of 7 patriots. One's from Plano, Texas, by the way.
Oh,
he's
nice.
A good Marine. Yeah, and they're from all around the country, all different sources of referrals. And they stood, we give them some goodies. We give them a quilt that is produced by some people, some ladies in San Antonio, Texas, every stitch prayed over. We wrap that around them. We give them a Bible, the typical Bible that we use, and we pray over them, and then we allow them to say a word or two. And some don't say anything. They're not able to. Others say, I'm glad you've given me a safe place to come and to grow and to shape the rest of my life. So it's really powerful when we do the house dedications. And then tomorrow we will do graduation. 3 patriots will graduate from the entire program. And then we have 20 others that will be graduating from the respective courses that they've been involved in, 3-month-long courses. We call them trimesters. So how did I get involved, Marnie? And please interrupt me if you want to jump onto a certain point. But
will do.
I would say, yes, I went to West Point, all that, 31 years in the military, real privilege leading soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines. And I would start with West Point. You know, from a faith perspective, I went to West Point and they took away my Pontiac. How dare they? They called me a plebe. I was the scum of the earth. They took my hair off, and I recognized in all seriousness, if I dug down deep, I might come up empty-handed. And I had committed my life to Christ much earlier, but when I ended up there at West Point, it was a teachable moment. God put a mentor in my life who had gone to the same high school that I had in Beller High School, Houston, Texas, 10 years earlier. And so that's when I really recommitted my life. He mentored me along with his wife, who mentored my girlfriend, now wife, Kathleen, for 4 years. And when we left West Point, we were lit spiritually, and they had built into our lives. We had a lot more to learn, obviously, but it was a wonderful gift that they gave us. Also at West Point, I would say when you graduate from West Point, they put a brand on your head. It's like, accomplish the mission, take care of the troops. Accomplish mission, take care of the troops. And that's all up in your head. And then when I graduated, soon thereafter, my radio telephone operator died nearby. And I'm convinced that it went from my head to my heart. And then later on, when I saw the ethic, the selfless service, the sacrifice, the deaths of soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines, particularly the blue-collar workers in the military that are least prepared to take care of themselves and navigate life challenges, when I sacrifice, that went from my head to my heart to my gut, and it became a divine calling to entrap in true form, accomplish the mission, take care of the troops, and take care of the troops in a full way. From my perspective, is faith in the foxhole makes a difference. So it's physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, relational wellness. And too many times in the military, we leave out the spiritual side of it, and that's sometimes that's the secret sauce. That's the essential element. Let me take a pause because there's a lot more stories to be had, but I don't want to.
Well, I know, General. I know what it means, because Marnie and I were there, and we walked at the farm. We saw the people. We saw what you're doing there, and it's real community. And I know it's important to Marnie because she's got a personal connection because of her father.
Yeah, my dad he served in Vietnam. He was in the Army, and I was born at Fort Dix. So, and the trauma, which I didn't recognize because I was so young, was he did not, if you see a picture of him, if you're viewing this, but he would not wear green when their uniforms were green for years. It was only recently, before he passed a few years ago, that he started wearing green again. And just the need for trauma, recovery, those type of things.
He never talked about Vietnam.
He would not talk about it, his time there. But the only thing that he did say was he was not a fan of LBJ and those. Yeah,
and Lady Bird Johnson.
Was not a fan.
But you took him to D.C. I remember you took him on an honor flight, which was awesome.
That actually helped to open him up. Some of the things that you are doing, General Dees, as just having them talk about it. It was a powerful time for him to come out of his shell to start talking about it. And it was a safe place because there were other veterans and other leaders that knew what they had been through. And Vietnam in particular was rough because when they came back, they were spat on. It was just a really rough time. But
yeah. Hey, all this reminds me of stewardship, God's provisions for healing that you're doing, General. And speaking of healing and restoration, you had a very serious fire not long after we visited. We saw the building before it burned, and then it burned. And now I've seen photos of the restoration. And I know it took the help of generous people to rebuild this. And sometimes money can make a big difference. And speaking of money, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions to support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And I know Patriot Mobile loves veterans. Have you been working with them at all? General?
I haven't, Kevin, but I would like to. I know Glenn pretty well. We just haven't connected. I run around all over the country, a lot of people helping. We're grateful for that. But Patriot Mobile would be a strategic partnership. So I just tell Glenn hi for me, and I just really need to connect, and let's mesh some gears that we haven't meshed yet.
Well, let's see if I can help you. I'm on the board there, and a proud Patriot Mobile user, customer, and a shareholder. Marnie and I own shares in the company. So let's see if we can do that. I love what you're doing. We've got, we're going to have to take a break here in about 30 seconds. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you're doing for the veterans. And I'm particularly intrigued by the two pictures behind your head. I want to understand what they mean, because they seem to have special meaning. They're the horse and the people gathering. Marnie, aren't you excited? We've got General Bob Deese here with us talking about Valor Farms National Center for Healthy Veterans. All right, we're going to cover this and more when we come back right after this break. We'll be right back.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty. Invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
I'm joined by Marnie, and I'm looking at a picture that we've got of Valor Farms with tiny home dedication. Yeah. Marnie, you talk about tiny homes a lot. You're fascinated
with
them.
I love them. And we visited the Valor Farm tiny homes, and they're just well-equipped, and they're beautiful. So, General, paint for us a picture for our listeners of a typical veteran's journey at Valor Farm, and what does a 9-month residential program look like? Intake, resilience training, trauma recovery, farm work, all of it. Just give us a little snippet.
Well, you bet, Marnie, and good to be with you, you and Kevin again. When I retired from the Army, the suicide statistics were going out the roof. They were highest in recorded history. And the Army leadership asked me, as a recent retiree general officer, to look at the causal factors and figure out what can be done. How do we reverse engineer that? And so the first on the list was isolation. You know, isolation is a real killer. And so how do you defeat isolation? It's by community. Kathleen and I had been very involved with Community First down in Austin, Texas. We went to school on them, to be honest. And when we pulled together National Center for Healthy Veterans at Valor Farm, we knew community was a critical component. And so we took what I sort of discovered or was reminded of way back when I retired with the Army study to integrate community into our operation. And then the next on that list of causal factors was lack of purpose and self-esteem. These people that we brought on board today, it was heartwarming, but some of them couldn't even look you in the eye because of their own sense of shame or lack of purpose, lack of self-esteem. They've been part of a tribe, and now they're isolated and out with no higher calling and no purpose, no cohort to be with. And so we've integrated that into what we do. Dignified work is, we call it, it's really work therapy, which is every bit as important as what they get in the counselor's room with licensed professional counselors here on site or with the coaches. And they may be pounding fence with the livestock foreman, but the livestock foreman, based on our recruitment, is a godly man who is discipling them even as they put together barbed wire or whatever. The third one was the ability to navigate adversity and anger management and emotional regulation and all those things. And we say faith-based trauma recovery and life skills programs. That's where we do resilience. That's where we do something called Reboot, which is a trauma recovery. And that's where we do Jobs for Life career preparation, which gets to the last one. The last one was lack of a professional glide path. They don't see light at the end of the tunnel. They don't have a hope in a future in their own minds. And so helping them have that. And all of this, as you appreciate, on Valor Farm is on 350 acres, 1.5 mile of Big Otter River frontage. We, last night in the river pulled out an alligator gar. Well, you know, that's, we have a lot of those in Texas, but that's the first one we've gotten here, and 40 pound catfish and black bass in the river. All these things provide a natural healing platform. You know, the Japanese call it forest bathing. It's the power of God's creation and inherently in our lives, even if we're not seeking out, you know, a spiritual lift or anything, God will do his work even when we don't know it. And so we see that happening all the time. So all of those reverse engineer, those antidotes to the causal factors of suicide are the key elements that we have baked into this holistic integration of proven best practices at Valor Farm. So we're seeing great results, and it's a lot of fun. And thank you for your encouragement.
And let me ask, you've got those two pictures. We've got just about a minute left.
Sure.
Why do you have those two photos behind you?
Well, that horse, that's one of our ponies. That's Hope. That's when she was about 6 months old. She's a Percheron. She will be 18 hands high, Kevin.
Wow.
Wikipedia will tell you that Percherons are bigger than Clydesdales. So she's already a big girl. She's, a half larger than her older colts that are in the paddock with her. So that's fun. We named her Hope because that was right. She was born after the fire. She's our first new colt after the fire. And so it's very important to us. You know, after fire, our brand is resilience. We didn't have a choice. We had to bounce back ourselves. On the other side, that was a pole barn we built within a week of the barn fire. And we used it to cover our tack and equipment for the horses and things, keep our staff out of the cold winter weather. And then subsequently, we called that's the place where we do equine therapy. So we're grateful for all of that.
All right, so we're going to have to take another break here. General, please hang on with us, and you listeners, hang on. We've got a lot of exciting things to learn about Valor Farm right after this.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not, using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yes, and I'm joined by the beautiful Marnie Freeman, love of my life and life partner. And we're talking to retired general of the Major General from the Army, Robert Dees, who's the author of the Resilience Trilogy. He's literally educated some of the most important people in our military and defense and schooled us in so many ways. And then he was handpicked by our good friend, Dr. Ben Carson, to be his campaign manager in his presidential campaign, probably the most honorable presidential campaign of my lifetime that I've seen. It was done with dignity and honor. And President Trump recognized it and, of course, tapped Dr. Carson to put into significant positions. But it's all about relationships. It's all about really, in this case, caring for people. And General Dees, could you share with us a powerful testimony of some patriot life story from Valor Farm to illustrate the difference that's made by being there? You don't give us names, but just kind of illustrate the idea of what a person's like and what you're doing for them.
Yeah, well, golly, that's hard to choose, Kevin, because there's At this time, there's a lot of them that have built up, but one of them I would say is Chris, and Chris now is our community center manager. So he's come full circle, but Chris, when he first came to us, had been in prison for 21 years after a short time in the Marines. And so all the reflexes that come with being in prison are just, you know, very difficult to adjust to after you get out. So he came to us, he was on a real roller coaster ride, pretty schizophrenic, paranoid about various things from that prison mentality. But he leaned into the program and he grew, he got better, he graduated, he took a job, a very talented cook and things. He took a job at a local restaurant down the road, and his proprietor, his boss, one day said, we've got a gig, we got to serve some people food for lunch, we're going to take it down to their place, just get X, Y, and Z ready, which he did. He didn't know where he was going, and they drove, and when they arrived, it was the prison where he had been incarcerated. And so now he's in front of all these prisoners, and pretty soon he's serving them. They start to recognize him as a former inmate with them. And it's embarrassing at first, but then they start to say, how'd you make it? How'd you get out? How are you doing so well now? And all those questions. And Chris then called me soon thereafter. He was exhilarated because he saw how his pain, the pain he had lived through, navigated, now served as purpose in these other people's lives. And he was able to encourage them and give them some hope and a future. And so that was a powerful moment. But now on steroids is that Chris, because of his powerful growth and testimony, has been asked to give the keynote speech at the Department of Corrections for the State of Virginia annual retreat. So in
incredible.
Isn't that amazing? So we're and Chris was married. One of our staff members married him. We did it on a local river right by our property. So it's pretty amazing. We've baptized five guys in the Big Otter River in the last 18 months on the edge of our property. And these are, when we get a chance in the next segment, perhaps, I want to tell you, Marnie, about a Vietnam Wall story and the demographic that we serve, the red zone at-risk veterans.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. And thank you for sharing. And I know that we've seen how veterans come in there broken and they leave ready to lead again. So you have helped prepare them. And I'm praising God for all this transformation that's happening over there. And hearing these stories reminds us, you know, if we come into Memorial Day, why all of this matters, not just remembering and actively caring for those who have returned, but those that have invisible wounds, but also those that have gone on serving.
Yeah, honey, I remember when we walked the grounds, the hope in the air was palpable.
Yes, it's just stunning. It's just sheer beauty also.
All right, we're going to have to take another break. This is a short segment, but we've got a longer segment coming up. I want to remember what Dr. Carson says. He says, we can't be the land of the free unless we are also the home of the brave, and no one has displayed more bravery than America's veterans. The problem is it's shameful if we don't take care of them. And if you want to take care of them, you need to visit healthyveterans.org. That's a place you can go. You can see the work of Valor Farms. You can donate to the work of Valor Farm. And I'm, frankly, going to be attending your dinner that you're having here in Dallas at, of all places, the Hope Center, because we're giving hope to veterans. So go to healthyveterans.org to check it out and stay with us. When we come back, we'll be with General Bob Dees, and we'll be covering hope.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo. And I'm here to tell you about coffee. Well, not really, but I'm going to use coffee to illustrate my point. Here we have several different coffees, each with its own unique characteristics. First, we have instant coffee. This coffee pretends to be coffee, but it's not really coffee at all. It's a fraud. Plus, it tastes terrible. I'm out. Next, we have woke coffee. Their coffee actually tastes pretty good. Until you find out that when you drink it, you have to admit that you've oppressed other coffees in the past. Insanity, I'm out. Next, we have Big Tech Coffee. Now, these guys used to encourage folks to share with others what they thought about their coffee. But now, if you say you don't like Big Tech Coffee, they'll take away your coffee pot. I'm out. This brings us to Patriot Mobile Coffee, right? This is one big cup of truth and freedom. There's no fraud here. Patriot Mobile is America's real Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile gives back millions of dollars every year to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. Patriot Mobile offers the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on the same networks as the other major carriers. So you'll get the same great coverage along with 100% U.S.-based customer support while knowing you are supporting a company that shares your conservative values. Switch to Patriot Mobile today by visiting patriotmobile.com or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
We're approaching our 250th anniversary year as a nation. How does returning healthy veterans strengthen America's future? That's the question. We have a question. You know, we fought for this. We have to protect it. We've fought overseas. We've fought our own people. And we've had veterans who've been a part of the American experiment from the beginning. But how do we help them economically, morally, and spiritually? General Dees, how do we help them?
Well, golly, let me start this off. I was walking the Vietnam Wall with a lady that referred to herself as a Vietnam widow. And we're walking along and we get to the T's and she starts running her hand in circles, John Thompson, John Thompson. And then she looks at me and she says, "Where is he?" And I looked back with a bit of alarm. And then she in fact said, "Oh, he didn't die in Vietnam, but he came home with an expiration date." And her husband had taken his life post-Vietnam. And I recognized that every conflict in American history has this dynamic of you've got those that have lost their lives, but then you've got a part of the iceberg underneath of people that have taken their lives subsequent. And you also have within that iceberg people that have fractured families, broken hearts, minds, souls as a result of their engagement on our behalf as a nation. So I suddenly saw that there's a metaphor for the demographic of veterans that we serve, and that is this iceberg effect. We have discovered that our niche is to take those people without a hope in the future, take those people that are red zone at risk. Most of them are homeless, most of them unemployed. Many have a serious trauma from combat and beyond. And fractured families, as I mentioned, many are suicidal. Two of the five that we brought on board today have some suicidal issues that we're dealing with real time. So as we get into all of this, we find that these red zone folks are people that we're uniquely designed to handle. We've learned a lot about, Marnie, you mentioned the referral process. We've learned a lot about how we bring them on board. We have a committee of doctors and senior leaders in our organization that assess their files. We look at the FBI background check. We work through their list of medications. And one of our board members, Dr. Eric Scalise, who y'all probably know pretty well, Dr. Scalise is an expert at pharmacology, and he can tell us just a lot by looking at the medication list. And so we do a risk assessment, basically, and part of our intellectual property, we say, is how do we rewire the brain, reshape the heart, restore the soul.
It's all encompassing, and thank you for going top to bottom holistically. And you've emphasized a lot comes from the Christian resilience that plays out in the daily life at Valor Farm. So tying into scripture like 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 on resilience, thank you.
Well, you bet, Marnie, because a lot of our folks are beaten down. Yeah. And many of them think that they're destroyed. And part of our job is to help them understand that they're not destroyed, but they do have a hope and future. And that passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians, those four couplets about this but not that, yeah, basically is consistent with the analogy. We want them to be tennis balls. Tennis balls get beaten around, but the reality is that tennis balls aren't destroyed. But eggs are. So it's a tennis ball or an egg. We don't want them to be eggs. We know the Humpty Dumpty story.
Right.
It's hard to put them back together again.
Well, you know, proof that a tennis ball does not get destroyed is the fact that our dog plays with one and it still bounces. Our dog can chew up any toy you bring her, but the tennis balls remain. They are resilient. So that's a really good point. You're investing. You're investing in individuals who have defended our freedom. You're investing in the future of America, in a sense, because if we don't take care of our veterans, we will not have a future. And that aligns with pirate money principles. And support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app enabling users to access gold holdings, their gold holdings, for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app, available on major mobile platforms. More details about how faulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. That's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint providing access to gold for modern spending. And what I think you're doing, General, is you're finding the gold in the people, the hidden truths. You know, it's you've got the hidden hurts, but you also have under the surface all the hidden value. And Glint reminds us of its enduring value, and that's the lasting impact of our investing in our veterans.
I think it's a convergence, too. He says convergence of all of his past life coming forward. It's also for the veterans as well, but it's also the convergence of the head and the heart and the gut. It's all coming together beautifully at Valor Farms, and it is stunning work. And I would encourage people to go look at it, visit, I mean, talk about it, learn more.
Well, start with the website, healthyveterans.org, and General, I'm looking at it, and right immediately pulls up, get help, give help, get informed, get inspired, get involved. Can you help us walk through a little bit of your website and how people can learn about Valor Farm and the work of National Center for Healthy Veterans?
You bet. Well, in the referral process, some people self-refer. And so that's where it says get veteran that goes on the website and says, you know, I'm desperate or I need help or I need this or that. That's where they dive in and they learn more about the program. Give help refers to a couple of things. One, we need referrals. The people that are listening to us right now probably are aware of veterans in their sphere of influence, in their circle, in their hometown, in their community. That need help, that aren't quite right, that need more than a weekend retreat or a fly fishing trip. Those are good, but we are this intentional life reset. As I mentioned earlier, our intellectual property, how do we rewire the brain, reshape the heart, restore the soul? That's the type of people that need that, that need this true life reset and that can come to us. So we need referrals. Obviously, as you mentioned, we need donations. We appreciate the many that are doing that and just pray for that to continue. And then I would say we look at veterans in a unique way. We look at them as untapped national treasures. And what we mean by that is you look at the character, for instance, the Army values honor, duty, loyalty, courage, selfless service, respect for others. Okay, you look at the competencies. Most of our military people are trained to a higher level of excellence than are their civilian counterparts in that field. And then finally, commitment. These are people that have committed their very lives on behalf of the person to their right and left and on behalf of America. So character, commitment, competency, drop their salute as active duty. They take off their uniform. They become a civilian. They become a veteran. And none of that changes. And as a result, they are untapped national treasures that we need to get back on the street as businessmen, entrepreneurs, educators, societal role models. And you mentioned that in your little advert there for investing. We are, as you have mentioned, investing in these veterans so that they can be an asset class for America uniquely, because America needs her veterans now more than ever before.
And they were willing to lay their lives down for us and for their brothers, for everybody. They're basically servants of all. Now we can turn around and serve them. And it's much deserved.
And it's you're using science. You're using the science of understanding people. You're using things you learned at West Point. I mean, we were talking at the conference we were just at about the cadet prayer and how that has impacted you and you recall. And we actually heard someone on the stage talking about the cadet prayer and how important that was. Yeah, describe that for our listeners.
Yeah, I missed just a part of that, but I heard reference to the cadet prayer. It is powerful, particularly for me as a West Point graduate, and I still meet with 70 or so on the prayer list of my classmates from 1972, many years ago. We still gather on Thursday nights to pray together, and we close with the cadet prayer. One of the verses or the stanzas of that we heard together was, to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. And isn't that something that we're faced with day in and day out in our culture today? And those that have a backbone, those that stand up for the harder right, and that equates to the biblical right, instead of the easier wrong, it's really powerful. And a lot of people on the Mall in Washington, before Memorial Day, we've all either attended or heard about that event, they were standing up. And we need, as Americans, to continue to stand up.
And this is our opportunity to stand up for healthy veterans. We've got two more segments. We want you to stay tuned with us. A lot to learn. We'll be right back.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
Chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fill this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming.
Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know. You may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Joined by the great Marnie, my favorite redhead, the love of my life. And Marnie, we're talking to General Robert Dees, a dear friend for many years, and one of the most honorable people I've ever met.
He is truly amazing. Now, we've known him for many years, and he is just fundamentally changing what this is looking like and how to take
care
of.
Did you say fundamentally or fundamentally?
Fundamentally.
But he's fundamentally, too.
He is fun.
He's always smiling, always, happy and upbeat, which is amazing for someone
who's
been through what he's been
Kathleen,
through.
Well, and also Kathleen, so,
That's right. All right, give credit to where credit is due. It's always the beautiful wife.
Exactly. That's right. So I would say to our listeners that this is a very worthy ministry. And how can our audience support Valor Farm and the National Center, not only through prayer, which you've said, volunteering, that's a good one, donations, and referring a veteran. So those are very, very, very good. And they can donate. Can you say your website again?
Yeah, friends, I'm sorry. The last
if you can share where people can support you. Where do they go? Healthyveterans.org?
Yeah. Well, you can go to our website. That's the best place. And then on the website, it gives contact number. It gives a contact email. It's healthyveterans.org. We appreciate in advance people doing that, because as I've mentioned, there's many ways to help, many ways to help the veteran to your right and left and in your community. I would also mention, if I may, Marnie, since you're on this show, my wife Kathleen is not with me, but she, like many women like yourself, has a real superpower, and the superpower is love. She can sit next to a veteran and she's immediately their aunt, their grandmother, their mother, their sister, whatever the age comparison is. And she'll find out more in 3 minutes than it take me 3 years to find out.
I've seen her do it. It's powerful. She's amazing and much needed in what you're doing. That's why you powerful, like a power couple. Right? It's just stunning.
Well, that's kind. Yeah, we really appreciate what she does, and she's and others like her. She has a powerful influence. And then one of our new mentors sat next to her. He's a retired crusty first sergeant in the Virginia National Guard. He sat next to her and he said, "I don't know what to do." He was brand new. And she said, "Well, just watch and you'll figure it out." 2 days later, he sat next to her and he said, "I broke the code." And she said, "What's that?" He said, "I watched every episode of The Chosen."
Oh.
And I figured out it's all about love. So this crusty first sergeant is soft and gooey on the inside, and he's just the perfect combination. He's really a great leader and peer mentor for our Patriots here.
You know, if you live near the Lynchburg area, and we've had Liberty University guests on, whether it's Dave Brad or Ryan Helfenbein and others, and we've actually filmed at Liberty's campus there. If you live in that area, they do volunteer days at Valor Farm. And then you might have an event in your area like our Dallas dinner, or you could give money and be a sponsor of a tiny home. There are a lot of ways to plug in, whether you served in the military or not. You've been touched by those who have served, and this is an opportunity for you to plug in. Marnie and I encourage every listener to pray for this ministry and to give generously. America's mm-hmm. veterans defended our liberties. Now we steward ours to help them thrive.
So, and then also scripture says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. And that's in Galatians 6:2. So that's how we can help carry them now. They carried us.
Exactly, Marnie. They
fought for our liberties, and I am going to start preaching. I mean, this is one thing near and dear to my heart.
Okay, listeners, just get the checkbook out and start writing the check or go on, because once Marnie starts preaching, I can tell you from personal experience, once she goes down that path, just give. It's in your best interest. It's in the world's best interest, and it will hurt a whole lot less if you do what she says right now, immediately. I'm just saying.
It's our veterans. We need to do it.
Well, General Deese, we've got one more block, one more segment for our real life viewers, and then we'll have a wrap up for those on American Family Radio. I just want to encourage you. You're doing a good thing, and it's making a difference in this on planet Earth. You can support National Center for Healthy Veterans at healthyveterans.org. This is a great place to be investing in America's past and future both, and making the world a whole lot better place. We'll cover one more segment. We'll be right back after this break.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And our co-host, the great Marnie Freeman, and our special guest, General Robert Deese. General Deese, final words for our audience on honoring veterans beyond Memorial. I mean, we have the Veterans Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July, and we always honor. And, oh, wow, isn't that nice? I look at them and thank you for your service. But there are things we can practically do. What are your final words for our audience on this?
Right. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Kevin. We use an expression around here that we honor the fallen and lead the living. And so honoring the fallen is very important. That's why we recently moved through Memorial Day, and we honored the fallen in so many places. But it's equally important that we lead the living. And when we lead the living, that includes leading those living that have suffered and sacrificed on our behalf. And so we as a nation need to have deep reverence for them. And many do, and many need to grow in that reverence. And then if we're talking about helping them tangibly, it's helpful to say thank you for your service, but equally important, it's important to not say anything but to come alongside and to listen to them and over time hear their story, hear their concerns, and then also, how do we help them tangibly? If they've got family, they have needs, and many of them have been unable to meet their needs. Particularly for us, we're dealing with fractured families. So how do we help families reconcile? How do we help families get back together? There's a lot of people in your viewing audience and across America that have expertise in these matters. And then, frankly, churches are a critical part of the solution. Churches offer a lot of the services that our veterans need. And churches also need to recognize that the military community and veterans oftentimes move, and instead of considering them as somebody that came and departed, consider them as somebody that came and you launched out as missionaries to other parts of the world or other parts of America. So there's a lot of ways to look at the military as an asset that you can invest in and then send them out to achieve their calling and purpose. I say that there's four C's: churches, communities, campuses, corporations. And I encourage all of those entities to learn more about the military, learn more how they uniquely can help the military. I would just say, Kevin, as I close up here, faith makes a difference. You know, Christ said of the Roman centurion, "Never have I seen such great faith in all of Israel." So there's a lot of military analogy. There's farming, fishing, athletics, and the military that are used as primary biblical analogies. And so as we look at these warriors of past, present, and future, as we look at these warriors, we want to equip them, we want to help them be healthy, and then we want to mobilize them on behalf of the nation. And that gives them the purpose, the self-esteem, the affirmation that they need and deserve from all of us. So there's lots of ways to help with our veterans. I just think, I remember the story of the USS Indianapolis. I don't know if you remember this. It was sunk by a Japanese submarine, one of the last in the war, and there's thousands of people in the water, many of them drowning, being eaten by sharks, and there's a destroyer that's rushing to rescue them, and the destroyer captain says, "Put on the searchlights," and his crew says, "Don't, can't do that, we're going to get sunk, there's other submarines in the area." He says, "Put on the searchlight," and then he says, "Point the searchlights to the sky." And so now this destroyer is moving towards this disaster zone where the ship has been sunk. And his crew is in deathly afraid that they're going to get sunk themselves, but he has the courage to press forward. As you interview the survivors of that, the people will say, "What kept us alive was the light on the horizon that kept getting closer and closer." I would just say for all of us as a nation, we are the light for the veterans that are that we are surrounded by. And if we'll keep our lights of hope, lights of high of light, information, affirmation, pointed to the sky, pointed to Jesus, then these veterans will be looking in the right direction, and these veterans will be warmed and affirmed by the light, and eventually healed, and eventually help others heal. And comfort others with they've been comforted.
Psalm 147:3, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." It's an opportunity to support. Visit healthyveterans.org today. Support this work that returns healthy veterans to America. Until next time, stay strong in faith, liberty, and wise stewardship. God bless America. For those listening on AFR, stay tuned. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful hour, Marnie, with General Robert Deese, and I know how meaningful this is and personal.
It's very personal. I'm tearing up or preaching about this, one or the other, and I just a love on our veterans is needed, and just the beauty of that, getting them healed for saving us, giving us liberty.
Yeah, no, there's a great Bible verse, General, Psalm 34:18. It gives me hope. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You deal with those people and you take the love of Christ to them." Thank you for all you and Kathleen do for so many people. Final thoughts, what gives you hope for America?
Yeah, what gives me hope for America is that, as you just mentioned, Christ is the healer. And we see people come in at the worst of the worst. That's sort of what we've learned to do with excellence is, how do we take in these at-risk, suicidal, homeless people that lack hope, and yet we have the privilege of seeing that God is the healer, and God, it doesn't matter how far down you are, it doesn't matter how traumatized you are, it doesn't matter how addicted you've been, there is hope and a future. If you lean upon Jesus and you lean upon caring people around you. So I encourage the veterans that might be listening. I encourage the veteran caregivers. I encourage the active duty military. Recognize that there is a hope and a future for you, regardless of how dark it may appear at this time. Sometimes when you're taking off and there's a fog bank, you'll break through that fog and all of a sudden you're back into the bright sunlight again. I would just encourage you to stay intent on heading the right direction for the right reason, and God will help you in the process. You know, we say that we fall the way we lean. So I encourage everyone listening to this to work really hard at leaning into Jesus, leaning into biblical truth, leaning into what you know is right and just and true and pure in your lives. And if you lean in the right direction, then if you fall, even when you hit the rock bottom, you will fall into the loving arms of Jesus.
Amen.
And fall into the loving arms of other people that care. So we stay around here, trust the process, and lean into the program, and you will succeed, and you will be able to achieve your God-given potential. That's what I pray for everyone that's listening to us right now.
Thank you, General.
Amen. And
Last word, Marnie.
I just want to say that they've proven, which we've already known, that Scripture rewires the brain. And all the biblical programs, this one being amazing, has all the healing because of Scripture, the Lord. That is the best program that people can be involved in. And thank you for your friendship, General Deese. It's stunning, again, what you're doing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
Well, thanks to both of you.
Questions, prayer needs, comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Pray for America. Pray for the world to return to God's principles this year. Pray for our veterans to be fully healed in every way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Share this with your friends and check out piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman, joined by Marnie Freeman and General Bob Deese for Pirate Money Radio.
Arr!